You're listening to the Growing Leaders Podcast, episode number 8. Well, we're excited that you're joining us for another episode of the Growing Leaders Podcast. I'm Jake Sumner, and today we have Tim Elmore in the studio with us. And today's topic that we want to jump into is the idea of taking a gap year. We really want to look at some of the benefits that come from taking a gap year. I know that we've talked about this back and forth, Tim, and I know you've got a great deal of experience with this, with both of your now college and post-college children have gone through this experience prior to heading into their college years. And so let's take a moment and talk about that. I know for some people, this may be an unfamiliar concept.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, the gap year has been much more popular in places outside the United States up until this point. Europe, for instance, it's very common to take a year of time between secondary school or what we would call high school and university. And during that year, lots of things can happen, experimentation, exploration, certainly work experience. But when you're ready to take the next step, you're much more ready because you've had that year of experience. Now, in the States, it's becoming a growing phenomenon. Kanakuk Camps will sponsor a gap year. Impact 360 comes right out of Windshape. YWAM does an institute or DTS that's kind of like a gap year. But all of them serve as segments of time where it's not just a sterile classroom that's taking place, but it's life experience. So what I thought we would do in this podcast is really just share a handful of benefits that I think take place in a student's life when they get a gap year between high school and college. My daughter Bethany is now 2 years out of college, and my son Jonathan is in college, but both of them had a gap year between high school and college. I know it sounds cliche, but time passes faster and faster and faster, but I absolutely love those years because for them, we invited them to come to Growing Leaders for a year and just serve.
Exactly.
So they were there for an entire 12-month period of time, went through all the seasons of the year. It was really quite funny because I think for my two kids, the big three things that happened were they went on trips. I think travel is an education in itself.
Definitely.
Did lots of assessing of themselves. Sometimes they were literal assessments that they took, but a lot of evaluating, a lot of reflecting. And then number three, just good old-fashioned work. They worked and they realized it's not easy, you know, that sort of thing. So I'll tell a quick story. In fact, this is going to be a podcast full of stories. My daughter Bethany actually came to me with this idea. It wasn't my idea. I thought this would be cool, but, you know, as a dad, you often don't think your kids are going to want to spend time with you, you know, at that age. Their longing desire is not to, hey, I think I'll go out on a date with my dad, you know. But Bethany came to me second semester, senior year of high school. She said, Dad, I have an idea. I have a proposal for you. I never heard her use that word proposal in her life.
Wow.
I said, what is it? She said, well, she said, I was thinking about taking a gap year. And I guess she'd been perusing websites and reading about the gap year. Well, I knew about them. In fact, I encouraged students to do them. But here was my daughter saying she wanted to do a gap year. And I said, what do you want to do? She said, well, I'm thinking about working for you. And I wanted to say, who are you and what have you done with my daughter? But instead I smiled and said, really? Is that really the truth? And I said, how come? And she said the most, it was one of those backhanded compliments that sometimes you get from kids. But I think she meant it. She goes, well, Dad, all the college students I know kind of like you and they like spending time with you. She said, I realized I got you right here under my nose and I probably should take advantage of that. So that was about March or April when school ended. She started her year. And then Jonathan just last year finished his gap year. And I felt like it was a year where both of them, while there's much more work to be done in their maturation, really, really grew up. So I'm going to jump right in and talk about a handful of these benefits that I think happen when we give a gap year to a student. Benefit number one, I believe it gave them time to clarify their identity. This may sound strange, but when a teen moves straight from high school to college, they often wander from one pressurized environment to another, and they really don't have time to think. It's just like, what's my major? What's my, you know, how many credit hours? What am I going to do? So they grow, but often not into the person they were intended to be. They're pushed into a mold by a rush of 1,000 other adolescents, and they often end up majoring because their friend majored in that thing, you know, that sort of thing. They don't know who they are or what they want to do at that point. Not all, but many. So the gap year provided time for them to experiment and achieve a sense of identity for both of my kids. They had time to become. Mm-hmm. I love one of the trips Jonathan actually did this twice. We were away on a trip together. We had lots of good time to talk on the airplane. But one of the things we did on the trip was we stopped in a very morbid place and walked and talked. It was a graveyard. Mm. And we just took 20 minutes or so and just walked on around a graveyard and read the tombstones, the epitaphs on these gravestones. And it seemed very morbid at first. My son's getting used to this now. But the point of the conversation was these people lived a life and some were ready and some weren't. Mm. And they realized at the end, this was not a dress rehearsal.
Exactly.
This is the deal. And we talked about what we wanted on our tombstone.
Wow, that's a powerful conversation.
It's a great. It really is. It really is. And I don't know how cheesy this sounds, but we had one of the most dynamic conversations about getting past all the clutter of what other people want and saying, what am I really called to do?
Wow.
That's benefit number one. And frankly, one more thing I'll say on this. One of the empirical reasons I think we need to do this is a good 40% of college students today end up changing their major multiple times.
Right.
So there's some money spent or left on the table that didn't need to be left on the table by mom and dad because they're wandering.
Right.
And apart from that, the average college student that finishes takes 6 years, not four.
Wow.
There's some more money left on the table, and about half of them don't finish at all.
Exactly.
And I'm not just putting this in a fiscal point of view, but clearly their emotions, their spirit, their mind, and the money all would be served well if they had time to really clarify.
Exactly. Okay.
Benefit number two, I think secondly, it enabled them to develop their emotional intelligence. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure that really happens a lot in a classroom, all due respect to teachers. Teachers are my heroes. But in a classroom where you're sitting at a desk and you're looking at a book or you're listening to a lecture, it may or may not happen.
Right.
My daughter, Bethany, has never claimed to have the highest IQ in the class. Immediately she realized I better develop my emotional intelligence. And that's EQ, not IQ.
Yeah.
And the good news about this is your IQ doesn't change a lot in your life. Your EQ can be developed.
Yeah.
And I told my kids early on, in fact, I say this to college students whenever I talk to them, success in college is about 25% EQ, 75% IQ. Mm-hmm. You get out in the real world, it's just the opposite.
So true.
75% EQ, 25% IQ. They're not asking about your GPA in the job interview. They're asking, can you get along with people? Can you work on a team? Are you a leader? Can you communicate?
Exactly.
And that's what emotional intelligence is about. So during their time here, they had to interact with people in the office. Mm-hmm. If they were boneheads, we told them they were boneheads. You know, seriously. I mean, I say that in fun, but
that's right.
You kind of, in a workplace, you kind of get to know each other. And I think it happened very, very well there. They grew in their self-awareness and their social awareness.
Wow.
So, yeah, that was benefit number two. I think benefit number three is this. It helped them choose a college that actually fit. Mm. Both my kids graduated with peers that said, oh, I'm going here, I'm going there, I'm going here. And their ideas were coming from clearly the peer pressure of where their buddies were going.
Right.
And I just got to think my life has to be built on more than what my buddies at this point, which I probably won't have in 5 years, are doing. So, and clearly not every teen's going to go to college, but a gap year helps each student identify their next step. So during their gap years, Bethany and Jonathan looked at a bunch of universities. Since they were here at Growing Leaders, they traveled with me on trips. I remember Bethany went up to New York, Oklahoma, California, North Carolina, Georgia. Jonathan, I mean, we did a whole trip and just went out to California, looked at five schools in that area because he wanted to go to California. But the point was it really, really gave us time to assess. I'll never forget a breakfast that Jonathan and I had after looking at five schools on one trip. And we literally had a pro and con list.
Wow.
And one school won out after we gave all the criteria of what was important. Mm-hmm. One school won out by 1 point.
Wow.
And so we applied there first. But my point is it became a little more scientific and a little less, you know, roll the dice and hope to God I find something that actually fits.
Right.
So both Jonathan and Bethany have chosen schools now that will help them think big, ones that are really, I would say, incubators for their own leadership development. Mm-hmm. One quick story. I'll never forget Bethany in one particular school. We were looking at it, and I realized quickly this is not going to probably be where she goes. But she looked at me, and her eyes said it first, and then her mouth. She said, these are not my people. So we quickly knew, okay, let's go.
It was so great for her to have that realization before you've already put in a couple of deposits for tuition.
That's exactly right.
You know, moved into the dorm room and all that.
Absolutely. It was so true. So, and she did find her people, which was really cool.
Exactly.
So, all right. Benefit number four. I think this gap year equipped them to find and stick to their strength zone. Mm. I mentioned earlier that one of the things they really got out of it was assessing.
Yeah.
They got to not just assess with a piece of paper, but with a job. Dexterity, using their hands. I mean, mm-hmm. you know, the shipping room. There's all kinds of things going on. And I think you can get a better feel in a real place work environment.
Exactly.
To know that. And they didn't make a career. I don't think they're going to work on their careers at Growing Leaders, but they were there with great peers and a dad who, by the way, passed them on to someone else as a direct supervisor. I wasn't the direct supervisor. I don't think that would be good.
Yeah.
So, you know, Jake, you were there.
Definitely.
Holly, you know, and it just gave them a little bit of a chance to have a good experience. I will say this. There were twice, and I'm not going to name which one it was, where we sat down with this child of mine and said, you know, if you weren't Tim's son or daughter, we'd fire you. You know, mm-hmm. what? You know?
Exactly.
And it was because they were coming in late. And, mm-hmm. you know, this is the stuff you learn only when you have a real work experience.
Exactly.
You could show up at class late. Nobody knows, especially if you're in a class of 300 other freshmen.
That's right.
You do get noticed at work by your supervisor.
Definitely. There's no substitute for that real-world experience.
So. Absolutely.
And it is a powerful teacher.
That's right.
And it's better to have them learn that at 19 instead of at 24 or 25.
Because at 19, especially in this environment, they were loved. Mm-hmm. And you know, we all wanted them to make it.
Exactly.
So it wasn't a harsh environment.
Right.
But I do think, I think for both of them, I'll just speak for Jonathan now for a minute, I think he realized certain gifts. In mm-hmm. fact, even he just finished us with a video editing project.
Yeah.
And he just naturally gets that. He's not so natural at other places, mm-hmm. just like me. So enough said on that. I just feel like under supervision in a real work environment where there's debriefing going on, you can really, really figure this thing out.
Definitely.
The strength zone, et cetera, et cetera. So benefit number five. The fifth benefit, I think, of a gap year is it taught them to find mentors.
Mm-hmm.
I had been talking about mentoring their entire lives.
Right.
I mean, my goodness gracious, they've read these books on mentoring. But many of the people that Bethany and Jonathan met during the gap year became mentors for them.
Mm-hmm.
It was these meetings and conversations that instructed them in how to seek out the appropriate adults who could furnish insights into a career and a life that they desired.
Yeah.
It just makes sense. In fact, I remember with both of them, I can tell you a specific person that became a mentor. For Jonathan, it was Derek. Derek is an Imagineer at mm-hmm. Disney, and Jonathan really loves that. And so we had a dinner with him, and Jonathan brought a pad of questions. And I was proud as my son drove the conversation,
mm-hmm.
wrote down answers over iced tea and mashed potatoes and so forth.
Exactly.
And he does that, and he doesn't need my help. Bethany, for her, it was a woman that was so helpful. She just kind of took to Bethany.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you, Bethany would look back and say, that woman, Connie, mm-hmm. is still, by what she said during those, shaped my thinking in my life. And so,
that's powerful.
And you know, Jake, you and I can look back on people that spoke into our lives during those multiple years
mm-hmm.
and really shaped us. So I think finding mentors, especially learning to do that during the gap year, is cool. And by the way, during the gap year, you can meet lots and lots and lots of people that won't be your mentor. So that's
exactly.
the cool thing. You're just, lots of them are introduced, but boy, there's a few, the chemistry's right. They like you. They've got something to offer. They have a strength you want to learn from
mm-hmm.
and it works.
Wow.
So the sixth and final benefit I would give you here is it gave them a place to mature. Now I know this is a little more subjective, but let me just kind of elaborate for a second. Let's just face one fact. Kids take longer now to grow up because they're overexposed to information and underexposed to real-life experiences.
Mm-hmm.
At least that's my thought. The average teenager, when I was growing up, worked a job. We had to have any money, you have to work. Today, the average teenager, Jake, does not work a job.
Right.
Now, maybe they oughta, but they don't. Mom and dad or grandma and grandpa have given money, so they've got money, and often it's not until college, and sometimes after college, they have their real first hard show up on time job mm-hmm. to do. And that, to me, I'll just speak for me. This is just me. That's a shame. I think work ought to be coming earlier in our lives. I think I threw newspapers on driveways when I was 12 years old on a bicycle in the rain,
mm-hmm.
you know. And by the way, then later I walked uphill in the snow both ways to school.
Of course.
Yes, of course. But both my kids had worked jobs prior to this gap year. But mm-hmm. during the gap year, it really was the first full time.
Exactly.
Like 40 hours a week, and I'm not getting paid very much.
Mm-hmm.
So the remuneration is experience, not cash.
Definitely.
It really, really became helpful. Bottom line is this. Information comes earlier. Experience comes later.
Mm-hmm.
And we're thinking gap year really helps to bring that experience. You've heard me say this before, perhaps, but many university deans are using the phrase 26 is the new 18.
Mm-hmm.
I believe one of the reasons that's true is because work comes later. It comes at 26, not
exactly
18.
That maturity that would naturally come in the workplace just isn't being put in place until
absolutely. Yeah.
After they've already graduated from college and
yeah.
jumping into that first job, perhaps a little bit unprepared for what's
yeah.
coming.
Yeah. So I don't know who's listening to this.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe perhaps it's a lot of teachers, adults, coaches, employers. But if a student's listening, let me just say this to you. Take internships. Do gap years. Find times. You're not going to get rich. That's not the point. You're going to get experience. Now, obviously, choose them well. But I'm telling you, internships, apprenticeships, and gap years, where you just throw yourself in and say, I'm just going to work my little tail off,
mm-hmm.
and I'm going to show that I can follow. I'm going to show loyalty. Oh my gosh, talk about a reference letter that's raving at the end.
Exactly.
In fact, sometimes I want to say to interns, do you realize you're building your reference letter today
right.
by what you do? So, and I don't mean to be cruel by that. I don't know that we know.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like the proverbial kid that's posting something on Facebook that their employer will look at
yeah.
one day, and you're thinking, do you know what you're saying to that future boss?
Exactly.
So these are real life experiences where growing up takes place.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe on the heels of that, let me just give some practical application. If you are an adult and you have an organization that can employ kids in a gap year, I would encourage you,
mm-hmm.
Try this out.
Definitely.
Try it out with one young person and see if it works. If you're a parent, I want to encourage you, if you've got a student between high school and college or college and career,
mm-hmm.
we've had Jake here, we've had apprentices that
yeah.
stayed 1 year and their gap year was after college.
Exactly.
I think, and then just clearly internships are like mini gap years,
mm-hmm.
Where you can step into a job and really, really learn from those experiences.
Mm-hmm.
So, I hope this has been encouraging. Jake, I'm going to turn it back over to you in
sure.
just a minute, but, my point is these apprenticeships give all the stuff that might not happen in a classroom, but our kids are getting lots of classroom.
Exactly.
And sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't work. These things, almost always, even if it's the school of hard knocks,
mm-hmm.
where the school cheer is, ouch,
yeah.
this is what really teaches me when I'm all done.
Definitely.
So I encourage adults to help these kids find these gap years.
Yeah. Well, I think you've done a great job laying out the benefits of it. I think one question that might come to mind for a lot of parents and perhaps even students is, what would you say to people that might feel like taking this gap year might slow down their progress,
mm-hmm.
might set them back a year? I mean, obviously, they're, like you said, their peers are all rushing off to college and
yeah.
and they feel that sense of maybe I'm getting left behind. Or perhaps even the parent that feels like if my kid takes a gap year, they might not go back to college in
yeah,
the fall.
That's right.
How would you address that objection? I mean, you've obviously seen this program work
yeah,
well, not,
sure.
not just in theory, but in the lives of your two
yeah.
children. But then you've seen it countless times with the interns that we've had,
yeah.
that we've been lucky to be a part of here at the Growing Leaders team.
Absolutely. I would say for Bethany, that really was a concern for Pam
uh-huh.
and I, my wife and I. She is more street smart than book
mm-hmm.
smart. She's great, but you know, just more street savvy than
yeah.
I love reading books. And so we thought, my goodness, if she goes to gap year, she will not. It was just the opposite. She was so hungry
mm-hmm.
then to get back in school because she wasn't tired of school. She was
exactly.
ready for it again. And she realized, now I know what I want to do. I better get ready.
Mm-hmm.
So it does happen, I'm sure, in some places where they take a gap year and they never go back. But here's what I would say on the, I think it may slow them down,
mm-hmm.
fear. Actually, it might just be counterintuitive, but it's just the opposite.
Wow.
I think because we held Jonathan, or he held himself back,
mm-hmm.
He is now more ready.
Yeah.
He's a better student now. And I don't know. Tell me this. What's the rush?
Mm-hmm.
They are going to live longer, probably, you know,
exactly.
than our grandma and grandpa's. So it's really the get ready time that makes them meaningful
mm-hmm.
when they step into their career.
Exactly.
I mean, go to Harvard, go to Yale, get out 4.0, 22. What's the big deal at 22?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you get to start in. That's good.
Right.
But I don't know. If a gap year helps you really, really get ready, I say getting ready is more important than getting getting a fast start.
Exactly.
So that would be what I would say.
Definitely. Well, I think those are great thoughts. And I hope that is an encouragement to parents that are listening and to people that are speaking into the lives of students, that a gap year can be a powerful aspect to add to their preparation. And so we thank you for joining us for another episode of the Growing Leaders Podcast. As we kind of think about this, one reminder that we just want to put across is at Growing Leaders, we do hire interns. And right now we're actually in the process of taking those internship applications. If you just go to growingleaders.com/internship, all the details are available for that.
And there's a form that you can fill out, an application.
Yep. Exactly. So if you're listening and you want to apply for that, or you know someone that would be a good fit for that, please pass that along to them. Like Tim has said, this internship experience has been an incredible thing in the lives of students. And of course, we love having them on our team for the season that they're here and getting to be a part of that process in their lives. The only other thing I would like to remind people of really quickly is the National Leadership Forum is coming up in just a few more months. Mm-hmm. We're counting down the days to the end of June, where we're coming together here in Atlanta just to talk about the idea of marching off the map as we really want to dig into what's coming with the future of student development. And so we'd encourage you just to check out the website, nationalleadershipforum.org. All the information is there, and we'd love for you to come and join us for those few days as we discuss how we can lead this next generation well. Thanks again for joining us for this episode of the Growing Leaders Podcast. Show notes are available at growingleaders.com/008, so come and check those out. Tim blogs 5 days a week at growingleaders.com/blog, and we look forward to seeing you back on the next episode of the Growing Leaders Podcast.